Personal effort. There is need of systematic labor, but where some of you are so long in devising and planning and getting ready for the work, Satan preoccupies the field with bewitching fables, and the attention of men becomes absorbed in the delusions of the master deceiver. These very minds were unsettled and inquiring in regard to the Bible truth, and had the opportunity been improved, they would have given unprejudiced attention to the message. But after receiving error, it is doubly hard to induce them to give a candid investigation to the evidences of our faith. Take up the work anywhere and everywhere. Do that which is the nearest you, right at your own doors, however humble and uncommended it may seem. Work only for the glory of God and the good of men. Let self sink out of sight, while with earnest purpose and solemn prayers of faith, you work for Him who has died that you might live. Go to your neighbors one by one, and come close to them till their hearts are warmed by your unselfish interest and love. Sympathize with them, pray for them, watch for opportunities to do them good, and as you can, gather a few together and open the Word of God to their darkened minds. Keep watching, as He who must render an account for the souls of men, and make the most of the privileges that God gives you of laboring with Him in His vineyard. Do not neglect speaking to your neighbors and doing them all the kindness in your power, that you may by all means save some. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 22. We need to seek for the Spirit that constrained the Apostle Paul to go from house to house, pleading with tears and teaching repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 20, verse 21. When churches are revived, it is because some individual seeks earnestly for the blessing of God. He hungers and thirsts after God, and asks in faith, and receives accordingly. He goes to work in earnest, feeling his great dependence upon the Lord, and souls are aroused to seek for a like blessing, and a season of refreshing falls on the hearts of men. The extensive work will not be neglected. The larger plans will be laid at the right time, but personal, individual effort and interest for your friends and neighbors will accomplish much more than can be estimated. It is for the want of this kind of labor that souls for whom Christ died are perishing. One soul is of infinite value, for Calvary speaks its worth. One soul, won to the Savior, will be instrumental in winning others, and there will be an ever-increasing result of blessing and salvation. Your work may accomplish more real good than the more extensive meetings if they lack in personal effort. When both are combined, with the blessing of God, a more perfect and thorough work may be wrought. But if we can have but one part done, let it be the individual labor of opening the Scriptures in households, making personal appeals, and talking familiarly with the members of the family, not about things of little importance, but of the great themes of redemption. Let them see that your heart is burdened for the salvation of souls. Those who have been most successful in winning souls were men and women who did not pride themselves in their ability, but who went in humility and faith, and the power of God worked with their efforts in convicting and converting the hearts of those to whom they appealed. Jesus did this very work. He came close to those whom He desired to benefit. How often, with a few gathered about Him, He began the precious lessons, and one by one the passers-by paused to listen, until a great multitude heard with wonder and awe the words of God through the heaven-sent teacher. He did not wait for congregations to assemble. The grandest truths were spoken to single individuals. The woman at the well in Samaria heard the wonderful words, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." John 4, verse 14. The interview with the humble Samaritan was not in vain. The words that fell from the lips of the divine teacher stirred the heart of the listener. She gladly acknowledged him. She felt the power of his holy character and the heavenly influence that went with his words of truth. Perfect trust filled her heart. Forgetful of her errand to the well, she hastened to publish his fame to her townsmen. Many left their employment to come to the stranger at Jacob's well. They plied him with questions and eagerly received the explanation of many things that had been dark to their understanding. The perplexity of their minds began to clear away. They were like people in darkness tracing up a sudden ray till they had found the day. And the result of the work of Jesus, as he sat weary and hungry at the well, was widespread in blessing. The one soul for whom he had labored became a means of reaching others and bringing them to the Savior of the world. This is ever the way the work of God has made progress in the earth. Let your light shine, and others will be kindled. Jesus said, "Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Luke 14, verse 23. MS.